AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration's blueprint to secure and govern Gaza has won strong approval at the United Nations. It authorizes an international stabilization force to provide security and a transitional authority to be overseen by President Trump. It also envisions a possible future path to an independent Palestinian state. Meantime, an Israeli human rights group reports a surge in the number of Palestinians who have died in Israeli custody. Sam Mednick has details.
I'm standing outside a house on the edge of the Nur Shams refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, where this family says that their relative died in an Israeli prison at the end of last year. They said Israel's army detained him from here. He was healthy at the time, and he died within their custody within a week. Now, he is just one of nearly 100 Palestinians who have died in Israeli detention centers since Israel's war with Hamas began more than 2 years ago. These findings are from Physicians for Human Rights Israel. It is new data, and they say that there has been a massive spike in the number of Palestinians who have died in Israeli military detention centers as well as civilian prisons. By comparison, in the 10 years prior before the war, less than 30 Palestinians died in Israeli custody, although far fewer people had been rounded up.
U.S. immigration agents arrested more than 130 people in a weekend sweep through Charlotte, North Carolina. The Trump administration has made the Democratic city the latest focus of its immigration enforcement surge.
Nobody wants to see another human being treated that way.
Manolo Betancourt owns a bakery popular with Latinos.
Nobody wants to know that a child is losing their father or their mother.
A federal judge says the Justice Department engaged in a disturbing pattern of profound investigative missteps when it secured an indictment against former FBI Director James Comey, including the prosecutor making fundamental misstatements of the law to the grand jury. This is AP News. A New Jersey zoo's letting visitors watch veterinarians treat the animals.
The Turtleback Zoo this year joined the relatively few U.S. zoos that routinely give the public a view of veterinary care. It's perhaps one of a dozen or fewer of the 250 animal parks accredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums.
We are in the treatment room, which is on display to our guests, and we're going to be doing our turkey vulture named Atom.
Kaylee Anderson is a Turtleback Zoo veterinarian.
It's not very common to have a window into a treatment room. More zoos are starting to do it as hospitals are being redone because of the value of the education aspect.
The experience is not only new for the turkey vulture, but also a novelty for many onlookers. That's because few zoos offer a window on veterinary care.
I'm going to be a bone surgeon when I grow up.
Teelan Cahill.
I'm going to watch what they're going to do so I can learn.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.